各位听众大家好，很高兴我在空中跟大家见面了。现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材到第240页 page 240。 在240页我们看到 lesson 125 第125课，我们看这个标题叫做 studying seriously, 也就是学习，怎么样的学习法呢？ Seriously, 很认真地，很认真的学习。我们说你应当读书要真正的用功哦。 You should study seriously. You should not goof around. 可不要到处鬼混哦。 Don't goof around. Goof, G-O-O-F. G-O-O-F. 再加一个 around.A-R-O-U-N-D A-R-O-U-N-D Don't goof around. Study seriously. 不要鬼混，认真的读书。现在我们就一块了，来听一下由 Bruce 就接下来的 Part 1 Reading 也就是阅读部分所做的示范朗读。
John has been trying to learn how to play the guitar. He has been taking lessons for half a year. However, he hasn't been studying seriously. He has only been going to his lessons every now and then. Moreover, he seldom practices.On the other hand, his cousin Tim has been playing the guitar for about 3 months. He plays much better than John. Tim isn't more talented than John, though. He is just more determined.
那么这篇短文主要是给大家复习一下现在完成进行时的句子结构，它是由主语啊加 have 或者是 has 或者加 been B-E-E-N 可以念成 been 也可以念成 been， 然后再加现在分词，这样形成的就是一直怎么怎么样，到现在为止还在一直做这样的动作。比如说呢，我学英语一直学了呢快将近一年了，我一直有进步。你看这句话的英文就这么讲， I have been learning English for almost a year. I have been making progress. 就这么说的，不妨写起来。 I have been learning English for almost a year.Almost 就是几乎的意思。A-L-M-O-S-T A-L-M-O-S-T 这个句子咱们再把它写起来。 I have been learning English for almost a year. 然后打一个呢句号，再写另外一句子，I have been making progress. 我一直都有在进步。进步呢用 make, M-A-K-E, 就制造的意思。Progress 就是进展。P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S 我们这样造个句子。你不读书就不会有进步，这句话很容易讲的。 If you don't study, you'll never make progress. 再来一遍。 If you don't study, you'll never make progress. 咱们眼睛闭起来复习一下刚才我讲的现在完成进行时这样造句。我学英文或英语一直学 将近有一年了。我一直在进步中。好，再来一遍。I have been learning English for almost a year. I have been making progress. 当然，我们写作的时候并不一定要把这两个句子用句号相隔，我可以用逗号或者加一个 and 连接两个句构，也就形成 I have been learning English for almost a year and I have been making progress. 好了，现在我们就一块来看240页这个短文。John has been trying to learn how to play the guitar. 一开头果然用了现在完成进行时。John, 约翰 has been trying, 一直设法想要做什么事情。我们用 has been, 后头放了现在分词 trying, 是 try 加了 ing, 这样形成的 trying to,点点点怎么样，比如说我一直想要呢写信给他，但我都没有时间。 I've been trying to write letters to him, 或者是 I've been trying to write to him, 这个 write 后头不需要加 letters, 好，这样说法也可以。 But I haven't had time, 一直没有时间，就这么讲。好了， John has been trying to learn how to play the guitar. John 一直设法要学习怎么样来弹吉他。这边用了 play the guitar, 你看这里重点就是这个定冠词的 play the guitar, 弹吉他。弹奏乐器我们都用 play 这个字，后头要加定冠词的，然后再放乐器的这样的名词。像弹钢琴叫 play the piano, P-I-A-N-O, P-I-A-N-O。 好，拉小提琴我们也是用 play, play the violin, V-I-O-L-I-N, V-I-O,L-I-N, 不管是弹啦拉啦，那个动词都是用 play, 后头要加定冠词的，再放呢乐器的名词。但同样的，我们说玩什么运动的球类这种活动呢，这种比赛呢，也是用 play, 但是后头就不能加定冠词的。 play basketball, 打篮球，Basketball, B-A-S-K-E-T, B-A-L-L, 合在一起是一个字啊。B-A-S-K-E-T, 再来一遍啊。B-A-S-K-E-T, B-A-L-L, play basketball, play soccer, 也就是足球。S-O,C-C-E-R, S-O-C-C-E-R, 这种球类的这种活动啊，也是用 play, 但后头千万记住可不要加呢定冠词的。但吹奏弹奏演奏这些所谓乐器的这种名词， play 后头就要加定冠词的，这一点要特别记住。所以这边讲How to play the guitar, 就是这个道理。好，我们接着看。He has been taking lessons for half a year. 他呢，一直上课呢，也上了有半年之久。好了，在这里呢，He has been taking lessons. 这个 taking lessons 就是上课的意思，相当不错。I'm not going to take that lesson. 那个课我不准备去上。It's boring, 啊，那个课上起来很无聊。B-O-R-I-N-G, The lesson is boring. I don't want to take it, 我不想上这个课。不过当学生的话， 不管什么样的课都要仔细的去听，听懂了当然就会觉得说很有趣啊，上课是一定要上的。He has been taking lessons for half a year. Half a year 就是半年。However, he hasn't been studying seriously. 不过呢，他呢上课却一直不很认真，也是用了现在完成进行时。He hasn't been studying seriously. Seriously 就是认真的，这个副词相当不错。接着往下看。He has only been going to his lessons every now and then. 他呢上课呢一直是什么样的情况上课呢？是偶尔的，断断续续的。这种断断续续的状况也是一直可以持续下来，照样可以用现在完成进行时。所以我们就这么说， He has only been going to his lessons。 记住这边用了 going to， 就等于 taking， 一样的意思。所以这个句子也可以这么说， He has only been taking his lessons every now and then。Every now and then， 也就是偶尔，就是偶尔上那么一课，偶尔又不上课，断断续续的，就用 every now and then， 这是一个很好的副词短语。好，我们接着再看。Moreover, he seldom practices。此外呢，他很少呢练习。Seldom， 也就是很少的意思。父亲呢很少唱歌，这句话就可以这么说， Father seldom sings。 的确我爸爸呢他很少唱歌，他唱歌老一辈人觉得是很害羞很不好意思。偶尔呢我听了他是这么样，他用哼的， He never sings, he hums, H-U-M, hum 也就是用哼唱的意思。 Sing 呢是声音出来， humHUM 就是哼唱。 He never sings, he hums every now and then。 好，偶尔呢他是用哼唱的歌，就这么样的用 hum 这个字。好啦，在这 Moreover, he seldom practices。 这个 practices 这边是一个不及物动词，但是它也可以当及物动词，表示练习的意思。你必须每天练唱哦，这句话就这么说， You must practice singing every day。 意思就是告诉我们，如果这个字做及物动词的时候，后头要用动名词做它的宾语，